May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I feel like one of those really like modern guys, because I'm going to read you something from my phone, if I can make it work. I was reading a couple of quotes this morning from my spiritual father, who was Ian Thomas. Dan has quoted some of his stuff on the internet. I just encourage you that if you've never read his stuff, that it would be a... it would have an impact on your life. But I read this in light of what I was going to share today. And again, we've talked about this, for those of you who are from Selma. And, the fact that Jesus was never anything less than God, that's just the truth. He was 100% God, but he was also 100% man. The reality is, though, according to Philippians chapter 2, the doctrine of the kenosis, he emptied himself. He made a choice to not live on the earth as God, but to live on the earth as a spirit-filled man. So he didn't just come to die for us, but he came to live for us and to show us, as the second Adam, how man was intended to live. That's really important because it totally changes your understanding of reading the Gospels. This is a quote, and I learned that reality. I can't make it do right. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. Lord, have mercy. I'm the only person in the world that can just mess up. I learned this from Ian Thomas years ago, many, many years ago, 37. I learned that truth from him. So he says, although Jesus Christ was himself the creative deity by whom all things were made, as man he humbled himself and set aside his divine prerogatives and walked this earth as a man, a perfect demonstration of what God intended man to be, the whole personality yielded to and occupied by God for himself. It's a great description. Hear that again, the last part particularly. He humbled himself as man and set aside his divine prerogatives and walked this earth as a man, a perfect demonstration of what God intended man to be. The whole personality, this is what God intended man to be, the whole personality yielded to and occupied by God for God. Amen? So let me just read this to you again. We talked about yesterday that, and I read from Luke 9, is that I'm at a place in my life where I enjoy reading about other people and their story. It can be stimulating. I enjoy going to conferences and hearing authentic stories. But I'm weary about that too. I don't even want to just read his story. I want to live his story. And just to remind you again, Jesus wasn't baptized into us. We were baptized into him. And as we saw Sunday morning, our purpose on this earth is to continue the life and ministry of Jesus. We're the body of Christ. That's who the church is. And so we've been baptized into his story, and we're supposed to live his story. And it should look like his story. And one of the reasons that he recorded his story is so that we could look at his story and go, that's the plumb line. That's the example. And Lord, we're going to repent towards that. Like among us, Acts is the example of it that lived out among folks just like me and you. But Jesus is the ultimate. It says he was the author and the perfecter of faith. He got it right as the Son of Man. And so the scripture I looked at yesterday from Luke is just this invitation of Jesus not to walk behind him, because it's an invitation to every generation, but an invitation to follow him into his story. And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, lay his story down, and every day take up his cross and follow me. Live my story. Whoever wishes to save his life, I'm determined to have it my way, run my life, live my story, even for him, he shall lose his life. But whoever loses his life, his story, for my story, he's the one who will save it. And what a life it is. That's part of the saving. Salvation isn't going to heaven. It's saving a ruined life. Even a ruined life that's sincerely trying to do it for God, he knows how to do it. We just need to be plunged into his story and experience his story. For what profits a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? There's a scripture that I've taught from, referenced many times as proof that even though Jesus was God, he lived on earth as a man. He was in the Father was in him. He says that over and over again in the Upper Room Discourse, just like I'm in Christ, and Christ is in me. He was our model. He was our role model. He was our ultimate role model. It says this in Acts chapter 2. This is after Pentecost, right after Pentecost, right at Pentecost. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst. Just as you yourself know. God performed them through him. Could Jesus have done it himself on his own? Yeah. But he chose not to do that because he wanted to show us, as second Adam, how first Adam was always meant to live, by faith. But here's the thing that's cool. It says, men of Israel, listen to these words, Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God. In the King James Version, it says, a man approved by God. And one of the things we've said over the years is a God-approved man or woman is a man or woman through whom God performs, not a man or woman who's trying to perform for God. Amen? I'll read you the other thing if I can find it that I read. This is very challenging and will likely turn out embarrassing, but just be patient with me. I'm taking that risk knowing that that's the likely possibility of what's going to happen. Because it may be on my iPad and not... I always thought these things did the same thing at the same time, but evidently they don't. No. It was really good, too. It went kind of like this. Make sure that if you're sounding a trumpet, you're sounding his trumpet and not your trumpet. Because if you sound your trumpet, you're never going to wake the dead. You're only going to irritate the neighbors. And I know a lot of ministries with a lot of passion, a lot of sincerity, but they're sounding their trumpet. A God-approved man is a man or a woman through God performs, not one who performs for him. And then, but I love the word, I just did this study on this word, a man attested or proved, and it really means this, to declare that it's true or it's genuine. Wow, this was just recently, and the Lord said, Jesus Christ was the genuine article. This word means that Jesus Christ, look at Jesus Christ, because he's a real man. If you want to know what humanity's supposed to look like, look at the life of Jesus, whose life was supernatural. A man who Jesus said, all right, I'm going to present him to you. I'm going to put him up. This is what that word literally means. I'm going to put him up as the example of the genuine article of a real human. And a real human lives a supernatural life in love, in extravagant serving, through whom God performs signs and wonders and miracles in the midst of a fallen world. That's what we're going after. You with me? You can't explain it away from me. You can't make me dummy it down. You can't make me get okay with it less. You can't make me settle for less. Because you have to settle him for less. You have to dummy him down. Because it says, Jesus said, he's the one who's the example. He's the genuine article. Again, what did we said yesterday? The life of Jesus in Scripture isn't just a life to be examined. It's not just information. It's an invitation. Jesus said, follow me, live my story, the same story you see in the pages of Scripture. It's written down not to make us jealous, not to make us go, oh my God, it'd be nice if we could live like that. It's an invitation. It's again, all of us who are fallen, broken people sitting in our little boat and Jesus is coming along and we're saying, Lord, if it's really you, bid me to come. And Jesus didn't say, forget about it. This is just the kind of stuff I get to do, not you. What did he say? Come. Because whatever you see me doing isn't just information about who I am, it's an invitation about who you're called to be. That's the Christian life. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.